Highness. It's cold. You should be inside with the others. Here.
Take it. If you get a cold, I will never hear the end of it from the Night Captain. He's protective over you. Anyone who looks at you funny faces his wrath. It's true, though, Highness. You know it as well as I do. Isn't that why the King sent him with us? He's the only one more protective than your father. Take the blanket, Highness. I won't ask again. So, any particular reason you felt like coming out here and freezing? The stars aren't even out. Clouds are hiding them. You do know that using magic for such trivial reasons goes against the oath I swore as a court sorcerer, right? Oh, fine. Stop the puppy dog eyes. There. Clouds cleared. Happy. Look, the thing about curses, they're incredibly vague and easily misinterpreted. What they told you, it could be completely wrong. You shouldn't let yourself worry about it. Well, for one thing, it's not like you're powerless. You've got the knights to protect you, not to mention me. If anyone can break a curse, it's me. I mean, your father didn't make me a court sorcerer for my good looks. Oh, shut up. You know what I mean. Listen, you're not gonna die. Okay? It's not happening. Whatever that witch told you, it doesn't matter. We can reverse it. Huh? No. What else did she say? It's very important you tell me exactly what she said. It could be the key to breaking the curse she placed on you. Highness, what did she say? Well, damn. Why would she say that? Why would she think that? Because it's ridiculous. You're destined to die for me? That's insane. I mean, we're not kids anymore. We barely see each other. Not like you travel with me when I go to the battlefield or... What do you mean by that? I'm here to break the curse. If that means removing myself from the situation, then it's actually easy. If she told you that you'd die for me, then if I leave... Your life is the only one that matters. I'm expendable. You're not. And why would you be okay with that? You're infuriating. You know that. Because here I am, solving the problem, and you're the one insisting on keeping yourself in danger. There are other ways, Highness. Letters, for one thing. Magical instruments that capture voice and picture. We could still talk and be friends. I know it wouldn't be the same, but you'd be alive. And frankly, that's all that matters to me. Then we're at an impasse. I'm not letting you die, and you seem intent on not letting me go. Afraid your father has higher authority than you. Once I tell him of this, he will reassign me, and you will have to allow it. Do you know how ridiculous you sound? How childish? Because I'm not worth your life. If there's even the slightest chance that you'll die to save me, then I can't take any risks. Highness, please don't cry. Damn it. Come here. Shh, it's all right. I'm here. I'm right here with you. You always do this. Exactly. You cry when you don't get your way, and I always fall for it. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you did this on purpose. You don't need to grip me so hard. I'm not going anywhere. I promise. Not now. Not tonight. Why does me leaving cause you such distress? I told you there are ways for us to still be friends from afar. You're using that nickname now. Just know that turnabout is fair play, Flower. Oh yes, I will use your nickname. You were the one who insisted on bringing up the past. Well, to be fair, we were children. Flower was the most creative nickname I could come up with. I was 6. Have some mercy. Fine, Flower. My question still stands. A secret? Since when do you keep secrets from me? You're shaking. Just what has you so worked up? Hey, you can talk to me. Tell me what is going on. We can figure it out together. What is that supposed to mean? You're talking in riddles. Just say it. What did you say? You can't love me. It's not. I mean, you just can't. It's not. I mean, you just can't. My feelings have nothing to do with this. You were cursed tonight to die protecting me, right? And now you tell me that you're in love with me? God, you're doing the curse's work for it. I'm terrified, okay? I love you and I won't lose you. Yes, I've always loved you. But it doesn't matter now. None of this matters. You need to be safe, Flower, for my sake. I'm not going to be the reason you die. Don't ask me to. I know magic is fickle. Don't talk to me about the nature of curses. It could be wrong, sure. But from everything you've been telling me, it all adds up, and I... Tell me, if the situation were reversed, would you still be begging me to stay? I know it's not. Answer the question.
Liar.
You're lying, Flower. We both know it. I pictured this moment 1,000 times. Dreamt of it. But it was never like this. I always thought. I was a fool, I suppose. I love you. And it's because I love you that I have to do this. If you won't be strong, then it falls to me. Your words will not sway me. I am determined to go through with this. I've seen you dead once. I will never allow myself to see it again. 1 year ago, your father sent me to deal with some sorcerer dabbling in forbidden magic. Guy wanted to change the fabric of reality itself. He had nearly managed to do it. There was a portal that I stumbled across, and when I emerged from it, it was a different world, Flower. One that I watched you die in. Your lifeless eyes haunted me long after I returned. This love, it will lead to your doom. And I will not allow it. It's because I love you that I'm doing this. God, why can't you understand? I'm not gonna lose you. Do not ask me to. Oh, then you leave me no choice. Forgive me, Highness. But this will be for the best. Stop fighting it. Let yourself sleep. Please, just close your eyes. I know it hurts right now. It will keep hurting the more you fight against it. I love you too. I'm sorry, Flower. Forgive me. The air is fine, Night Captain. Take them. I will explain later. Right now, I must go. Night Captain? When they awaken, tell them that I'm sorry.